Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes. Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I know that the people of Israel are stressed the fuck out. I know that Jews all over the world are stressed the fuck out. But we, Israel, the Jews are not alone. Listen, smoking Joe Biden, you say one thing, you do another thing, you want so bad the approval, the votes of those lunatics, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, who voted against the Iron Dome. Let me tell you something. Do not forget the people that voted against the Iron Dome. AOC, she cried like a fucking baby. She cried like a fucking baby. Look it up. She cried like a baby when the Iron Dome was just refunded. She wanted the Iron Dome not to have money to protect the people of Israel, which it did gorgeously this weekend, along with the help, like I said, of the United Kingdom, France, Jordan, even Saudi Arabia, and obviously America. Brand new banging I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Have no fear. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. First of all, if you have any thoughts, you have any questions, you have any concerns, you got any good questions, I'll answer them on the podcast. If you got a good question, I will answer it on the podcast. Email me at iamrapaportpodcast@gmail.com. I Am Rapaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. I Am Rapaport Podcast at gmail.com. Welcome to a brand new banging I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. The NBA playoffs are here. I call the play-in tournament the playoffs. The NBA play-in slash playoffs are starting this week. I'm making predictions. I got thoughts. I got ideas. The New York Knicks are the number two seed in the Eastern Conference. The Knicks are number two seed in the Eastern Conference, plus Israel under attack. And thank God, Baruch Hashem, for the Iron Dome. The true blue Iron Dome was out there like the Kembe Mutombo, swatting shit down left and right. And RIP to Big Daddy Kane's DJ, the great Mr. C. All that and more on a hard-hitting, fully disruptive I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers. aka the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy with something real nice. Start this puppy with something real loud. But most importantly, start this Iron Rap Poor Stereo podcast off with something real funky. This. Oh, yeah. This right here is the Iron Rap Poor Stereo podcast. Lickety, let's go. Boom, have no fear. The Iron Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. Biggity boom. Have no fear. The Iron Rappaport Stereo podcast is here. Boom. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff. A.K.A. the Raging Bullshitter. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from L.A., Los Angeles, California, West Hollywood. To be exact, out here doing a few things, doing shows. Fantastic show at the Comedy Store. Got a couple of more shows here in L.A., Burbank, Flappers, the 16th and the 17th, have to change, have to cancel, have to reschedule again. I am not happy about it, but I have to reschedule again. My Michigan shows, Royal Oak, I apologize. My shows are canceled in Royal Oak, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. 18th, 19th, and 20th, I apologize. They are canceled, but I am going to be in the casino in Connecticut, the 25th, 26th, and 27th. Going to be in Mohegan Sun, Comics Roadhouse. In the casino. I know the shooter is dying to go to the casino. The 25th, 26th, and the 27th. 25th, 26th, and the 27th. Then I'm going to be in Madison, Wisconsin on the 2nd. And then Turtle Lake, Wisconsin on the 3rd of May. Hate canceling shows, hate changing schedule, but that is the life of a disruptive warrior. All tickets, all information for all shows are always available at MichaelRappaportComedy.com, MichaelRappaportComedy.com. What can I say? I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, almost 10 years strong. All right? And I pride myself since August of 2014, documenting the wildest, the wackiest, the most important moments of the last decade. Unbelievable. It's almost a decade of disruption. A decade of disruption. And this episode will be no exception. You know I'm going deep, deep, deep into my Iron Dome bag. The incredible technology of the Iron Dome. The Iranian Republic got swatted the fuck down like the Kembe Mutombo. Okay? And we were not at this alone. United States, the UK, France, even Saudi Arabia and Jordan said, not on our watch, you sick fucks, you. That paired with the actual Iron Dome of actual factual disruption meant Israel was kept safe. But before we get into the insane attack on Israel this weekend that was swatted the fuck down, except for one injury, praying for that young Bedouin kid, got to talk about the NBA. Yo, this is my favorite time of the year. And I got to be honest, being on the West Coast makes watching all sports so much easier. Watch the entire MMA, UFC 300. Great card all night. Great fights literally all night long. Justin Gaethje got knocked the fuck out in a dramatic, literal last second knockout, although he's getting dominated. And just I watched the whole card. It was done at 10 o'clock, went to sleep. Best thing about being in California is you're able to watch all the games and you have to stay up till 4 in the morning. But the play-in tournament is happening this week. The NBA playoffs are here. I call the play-in tournament the playoffs. I don't know if technically it's the playoffs, but it's essentially the playoffs. And once again, how it works, always got to explain it to not just you guys, but to myself. Each conference, the number 7 team in the standings will host the number 8 team. Each conference's number 9 team in the standings will host the number 10 team. The losers of the 7th versus 8 seed matchup will host the winners of the 9 versus 10 matchups. It starts Tuesday night, the 16th. In the West, the 7 seed is the New Orleans Pelicans, with the home court advantage, facing off against the Los Angeles Lakers. They will be running this one back. They just played the other night in a monster game for both teams. The Lakers dominated from top to bottom. If the Pelicans had won, they would have avoided the play-in tournament. But LeBron gonna do what LeBron gonna do. And, you know, when LeBron James is playing like LeBron James, he's still LeBron James, if that makes sense. The Pelicans would have avoided the play-in, but instead, they let the Phoenix Suns dribble into the 6th seed. New Orleans had been on a 4-game winning streak, but the Lakers were just too big, no Diddy, and locked in on the defense. AD had 30 in his old stomping grounds. Remember, Anthony Davis was a New Orleans Pelican. Seems like decades ago. LeBron had 28, 11, and 17. He had 28, 11, and 17 at 59 years old. Reeves, Russell combined for 39. If the Lakers play like they did on Sunday, they're going to make mincemeat. They're going to make mincemeat out of the New Orleans Pelicans, and they are going to make some noise and some disruptive problems in the playoffs. The Pelicans need to figure it out and figure it out fast. Zion Williamson is obviously, like I've said before, in the best shape of his life, but he needs to attack. He needs to attack and be a fucking dog. Don't be soft-spoken. Bark loud. Bite hard. They just got Brandon Ingram back after a lengthy injury. I'm sure he's not at full force. CJ McCollum, fucking love CJ. He's been playing great as of late, but like I said, if the Lakers are at full throttle, full focus, I think they're going to beat New Orleans. They're 3-0 versus the Pelicans this season, and I'm predicting them to win tonight, Tuesday night. The Lakers win and advance to face the Denver Nuggets in a rematch of last season's Western Conference Finals. The Pelicans will face the winners of the Golden State Warriors versus the Sacramento Kings. As much as I love the Warriors, and they were able to defeat the Kings in last year's playoff in a tough 7-game series. Both teams come into this series banged up, dinged up. Malik Monk is out for the Kings. And we've heard this before. This is possibly the last hurrah for the Golden State Warriors core that has won 4 championships together. The Kings will throw Keon Ellis and Davion Mitchell at Steph and try to make his life miserable. And the Warriors need the entire kitchen sink, including Gary Payton. And they need to stop De'Aaron Fox on the Kings, but his availability is in doubt. Listen, I'm going for the Warriors. They need Klay. Fucking Andrew Wiggins, man. And CP3 off the bench. I feel like the Warriors will find a way to win on the road. And it's going to be a fucking nut house up there in Sacramento. I'm predicting and hoping the Warriors win, although I won't be surprised if the Kings do, but I'm going with the Warriors, which will mean the Warriors will head to New Orleans to figure out who will advance between New Orleans and the Golden State Warriors. Those are my predictions. Then on Wednesday in the East, Joel Embiid is back. Looks lean. He looks mean. The Sixers hung on to home court advantage. And although Joel isn't back, we don't know if he's going to play, if he's not going to. This is going to be tough. They're going against Miami, Bam Adebayo, Miami Heat, who might not have Kevin Love after got hurt the other day. Terry Rozier, Duncan Robinson have also been missing games here and there, so their status is unknown. Tyler Hero came back a few games ago, so that's a big boost. On the Sixers side of things, they're relatively healthy outside. Listen, without Joel Embiid, nothing matters. But despite the injuries, and the series was 2-2 this season, I think Philadelphia is going to find a way to get it done and secure the seventh seed, which will lock in a first-round matchup against the 2 seed, the second seed, who is the New York Knickerbockers. They are the fucking second seed in the Eastern Conference. But if I'm wrong, then it's the Knicks versus the Heat. We know what the fuck that is. Personally, I would love to see the Knicks versus the Heat in the first round. That's classic, modern New York, East Coast basketball. And in the 9-10 game, we got the Hawks heading to Chicago to play the Bulls. I'm not really that excited about either one of those teams. I just got a chance to watch the Bulls play the Knicks the other day. They played solid. They're mostly healthy. The Hawks are falling apart at the seams. They just got Trae Young back from a broken finger. But they won't have young phenom Jalen Johnson, sharpshooter Sadiq Bey. They're also dealing with injury. Listen, the Bulls beat Atlanta twice this year. I think they do it again, led by DeMar DeRozan and Kobe White, and that'll be the end of the Bulls. Atlanta, you got to get your shit together. You got to get your shit together. So let's recap the way things are going to lay out in the East. Layout, no diddy. The 1 seed is the Celtics. My prediction is they'll face off against the 8 seed, the Bulls. The 2nd seed, the Knicks, will face off against the 7th seed, the Sixers, although I would like to see the Miami Heat versus the Knicks in the first round. 3rd seed, the Bucks, will face off versus the 6th seed, the Pacers. The 4th seed, the Cavs, will face off against the 5th seed, the Magic. In the West, the number one seeded Oklahoma City Thunder will face off against the 8th seeded Warriors, if I have my way. The number 2 seed Nuggets will face off against the 7th seed Lakers, if I have my way and my predictions are right. The 3 seed Timberwolves will face off against the 6 seed Suns, who, like I said, dribbled into the playoffs. And the 4th seed Clippers, who need Kawhi back at full strength. You never know with this fucking guy. The 4th seed Clippers will face off against the 5th seed Mavericks, who are storming like Norman. And I'm going to make all my predictions on the next I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. And if you're looking to make bets on any of these games, go to CaptainPicks.com. The NBA playoffs, CaptainPicks.com. Me and my think tank are all over it. NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, UFC, Premier League, Captain Picks, diggity.com. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the #1 pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to give a shout out, condolences, RIP to DJ Mr. C. DJ Mr. C, who is a iconic, I mean, if you know anything about hip hop, DJ Mr. C, iconic DJ in hip hop, who passed away last week. DJ Mr. C, who of course was Big Daddy Kane's DJ, a fixture in hip hop through the 80s, through the 90s, all the way up until his passing. From Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. And like I said, I first heard about Mr. C as the DJ for the great Big Daddy Kane. Was a member of the Juice Crew. Juice Crew All-Stars, of course. Marley Marl, Roxanne Shanté. So instrumental in discovering and getting B.I.G. Biggie Smalls music out there. Biggie Smalls talked about Mr. C, DJ 50 Grand. Both Bed-Stuy dudes. Man, what can I say? DJ Mr. C on the radio, his mixes, always good. And just beloved. A fucking hip-hop icon. Hip-hop icon and a fixture, and had so much to the... DJing for Kane all those years and pushing forward and getting Biggie Smalls to where he eventually got to and passing that music along. DJ Mr. C, RIP.
As the rhythm of this starts to flow, no matter the tempo, fast or slow, get up and dance, cause the Kane said so. This is the dance floor groove of the album, presented to you all live from Calvin. Whoops, I meant to say Mr. C, the disc jockey down with me, the microphone lord. My wisdom is a sword, try to get with us and get floored. Some DJs try to front, but yo, don't let them fool ya, cause wine is fine, but Calvin is cooler. Jump up and down and all around, and check out the way that my DJ is sounding on the turntables to keep the crowd stable. Killing the cuts, putting bodies on a record label. And just for the symphony, here comes the M-I-S-T-E-R-C-E-E. Taking a stand like a band, Mr. C got a master plan. Hit it, hit it.
Who's the man with the master plan?
DJ Mr. C.
Anyway, as I said before, I had to talk about Israel under attack. Listen, we knew this was coming. Israel knew this was coming. I spoke to so many people in Israel. Unless you've been living under a rock, these cocksuckers in Iran, they launched 300 plus missiles, suicide drones at Israel the other night, and Baruch Hashem, we knocked all those fucking missiles out of the air, literally on some Mark Eaton, Dikembe Mutombo shit. Swatted them the fuck out of the air, each and every one of these cocksuckers. The 13th and the 14th of April will go down in infamy as one of the the greatest defense days in any sport. The Iron Dome. The Iron Dome. You've heard me talk about this podcast being the Iron Dome of disruption. But let me give some actual background on the Iron Dome defense system in Israel that literally saved millions of lives the other night, saves millions of lives every single year. It was designed and developed by the United States and Israel as a response to the threats Israel faces from rockets fired from Gaza, from Lebanon, from Hezbollah, from Iran, Hezbollah, ISIS, Hamas. These are proxies of Iran's sick fucking radical republic leaders. They don't want to do the dirty work themselves, so they arm and fund these sick terrorist organizations, hoping that they will take care of the job. It's called shadow warfare. That old bag of bones, Ayatollah Khomeini's 85. Old bag of shit. He doesn't even have a successor named. You shit your pants every day, you old fuck you. Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, 85. You shit your pants. You shit yourself. Bullshit artist. Used to be about strategic patience and avoiding combat after their war in the 80s with Iraq. That changed on Saturday night. Over 300 bombs, missiles, drones, 170 bombs, carrying drones, 30 cruise missiles. You see the size of these fucking cruise missiles? The people of Iran, they don't want the war with Israel. The people of Iran, they don't want to be in Iran. You know how fucking miserable it is living under kind of this kind of dictatorship, these kind of sick fucks? The people of Israel do not want war with anybody, but they keep fucking around. They keep fucking around, left and right. But it's clear, it's not a secret, it's not a mystery. Iran's republic is the fucking reason, the main fucking reason. It's the man behind the curtain on all this terrorist activity going by these fucking jihadist creep cocksuckers. You jihadist creep cocksuckers. The attack that took place Saturday night happened because Israel took out one of Iran's parliamentary leaders who helped plot. Motherfucker helped plot October 7th. And they got him. They got him in the consulate of Iran based in Syria. No civilians were hurt. An embassy wasn't attacked. All this bullshit that's going on social media. I have no idea what Israel's going to do next. I have no idea what Israel's going to and how Israel's going to respond. But let me tell you something. Thank God for the Iron Dome. Thank God there wasn't a glitch. Thank God there wasn't a fuck up. Iran was trying to allegedly, although I don't trust these motherfuckers anyway, they were trying to hit IDF targets. They were trying to hit IDF bases. And the Iron Dome worked like a thing of fucking beauty. Whoever came up with that, salute you. And if you had anything to do with the massacres on October 7th, Israel's going to hunt you the fuck down. They're going to hunt you down one way or another. Your days are numbered. Israel has to find and bring to justice all of these motherfuckers responsible for October 7th. As of today, it's 193 days. 193 days since October 7th. They hate Jews. They hate that Israel exists. And they hate themselves. They hate Jews. They hate that the Jews have a Jewish state, which is Israel. And they hate themselves. They want nothing positive. They want nothing peaceful. They're not for anything positive or peaceful. And it just keeps going on. It just keeps going on. There's over 70,000 Israeli people, Israeli citizens, who aren't all Jewish, by the way, who are displaced from their homes because of the missiles being shot in daily from Hezbollah, from Lebanon. I mean, what would you do? Israel's war cabinet has serious decisions to make. I don't know if they should. They're going to hit back at Iran. They might have to wait because Israel needs to go into Rafah, find the hostages dead or alive, and eliminate Hamas, who are holed up in the ground like the little fucking rats they are. And I know that the people of Israel are stressed the fuck out. I know that Jews all over the world are stressed the fuck out. But we, Israel, the Jews are not alone. Listen, smoking Joe Biden, you say one thing, you do another thing, you want so bad the approval, the votes of those lunatics, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, who voted against the Iron Dome. Let me tell you something. Do not forget the people that voted against the Iron Dome. AOC, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, she cried like a fucking baby. She cried like a fucking baby. Look it up. She cried like a baby when the Iron Dome was just refunded. She wanted the Iron Dome not to have money to protect the people of Israel, which it did gorgeously this weekend, along with the help, like I said, of the United Kingdom, France, Jordan, even Saudi Arabia, and obviously America. But Cori Bush of Missouri, Andre Garcon of Indiana, Jesus Garcia of Illinois, Raul, whatever the fuck your last name is, of Arizona, Mary Newman of Illinois, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Thomas Massey of Kentucky. Mark those fucking names down. They voted against funding the Iron Dome. Baruch Hashem, you fucks didn't have your way. It's a simple, simple battle of those who want peace versus those who want war. The leaders, not the people. This is a battle versus good and evil. Good versus evil. We would not be in this situation if October 7th didn't happen. The worst day in the history of Israel. The citizens, the government, the survivors, the IDF, the hostages, the hostage families, they haven't had a chance to breathe or mourn in 6 months. I stand with Israel. I stand with the Jewish people. And I hope you do too. And if you're still on the fence, then stay tuned. Stay tuned because this will be ongoing until there's peace in the region. But I could tell you, the people of Israel are good people. They just want to live their lives. It's a democracy, just like here in the United States. Democracies are flawed. The United States is flawed. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm walking around the streets. I keep my head on a swivel. LA is flawed. New York is flawed. Worldwide Rap-A-Pack, every country's flawed. Brazil, flawed. France, flawed. Australia, you see what the fuck is going on down there this weekend? They're stabbing people left and right. United Kingdom, every country is flawed. Why they expect Israel to be beyond perfect in every way, shape, or form is beyond me. I have no fucking idea. But like I said, we would not be here if October 7th didn't happen. Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On top of all that, Dick Stain Donald Trump is in court. On top of all of what's going on in the Middle East, Pig Dick Donald Trump, it's happening. It is fucking happening. He's going at it again. He's going at it again. He's in court this week on that Stormy Daniels hush money. Okay? That Stormy Daniels hush money. It's hard to keep up. Motherfucker got so many cases, so little time. Anyway, like I said, I'm in LA, Flappers, 16th, 17th. Unfortunately, had to cancel my shows, rescheduling Royal Oak. All right? And then I'll be at Mohegan Sun, 25th, 26th, 27th, Madison, Wisconsin, 2nd, 3rd. Madison, Wisconsin, the 2nd. Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, the 3rd. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapportcomedy.com. I'm going to the Funny Bone in Cincinnati, May 17th. You see me at any show? Say, yo, what's up, Dingo? You got thoughts? You got ideas? You got requests? You got concerns, complaints? Email me, email us, iamrappaportpodcast@gmail.com. iamrappaportpodcast@gmail.com. I will try to get back to you and answer all your questions. Email me a question. Email me good questions, and I'll answer the question on the podcast. Leave a rating, leave a review, because it helps this podcast. This is the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, a.k.a. the Iron Dome of Disruption, shooting down all the haters from the sky, always and forever. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, and this puppy with something real nice, and this puppy with something real proper, but most importantly, end this I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast with something real funky. See, I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Stay safe, stay sane, and stay disruptive. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes.
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. And looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.